Blog Talk Radio.
From ASPS, and I'm here on Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show with my new partner Rhonda and CPR Matt. How are you guys doing tonight?
Tiffany's trying to come on.
There she is. Is that the 11111 number I have up here?
Tiffany, are you 1111?
Hello. That would be a Skype number.
A what number? Oh.
A Skype.
Oh. So. Okay, I don't know what to do with Skype number. I pushed the lock live button, so hopefully they can
she
hear
says
us.
She pressed 1, and she's in the host queue, or you're
well,
in the host queue.
Like I said, I have all every person up here on live, so I don't know. She.
All right, so.
See, I am not in Skype number.
I'm sorry, everybody. Let's set this up real quick. I'm 331. Ryan, you're what, 804?
Yeah. And so is Rhonda.
And Rhonda.
And then I got a 1111 number.
Wow. Is
the 1111 number is that a live person or just?
I don't know because whoever I pushed the red microphone, so it's on. She's whoever is using a 1111 number is on.
So Skype caller, who? What's your name and where do you come from?
Are you alive? Well, see, you said Tiffany isn't calling from Skype.
She's 454.
454. Yes. Well, she's not on the list on the switchboard.
All right, we have 4 people on, so everybody quiet for a moment. All right. So, who's calling in from Skype right now? I heard 2 females. So
I
the one that
too.
Is not Rhonda.
I'm hearing things. I'm gonna hang up on the Skype caller, I think.
Well, hold on 1 second. So,
okay.
All right, whoever called in, this is Matt, and who are you? All right, we're not getting anything.
Yeah, cats got their tongue, apparently. All right, I'm gonna exit them out. Okay. It was the wrong number.
Anyway. Yeah, so how are y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing just peachy. And then how are you?
I'm doing good. Rhonda, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Good. You guys have good weekends?
Oh, what did I do this weekend?
So it must have been good.
Yeah, you don't remember what she did. It must have been a great weekend.
Exactly.
I don't remember.
Either it was really boring or you had a really good weekend. Ugh. That's it. I didn't do much either. To be honest, I had a meeting with ASPS on Saturday and then hung out at Howie's house Saturday night. Other than that, you know, it was, you know.
Yeah, so I hate to be the other person who is kind of guessing with you being the interview person, but at the same time, dude, how the hell do you manage a group of 10 team members?
I think we have someone else on the line. Hang on 1 second, okay?
That's right. Tiff.
Hello, you're live.
Hello.
Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
All right, welcome to the show.
Hello. Well, thank you.
Do you know Matt?
I have never met Matt before.
Well, Matt, this is Tiffany. Tiffany, Matt, she is part of Transcend Paranormal.
I don't know her. Are you going to introduce me?
Holy shit, demanding one.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
I know.
Hey, all right. Well, Ron, this is some random chick named Tiffany who likes to call the show.
Hi, random chick.
Hi, Tiffany. I'm Matt. I'm in the Chicago area. I run CPR. I don't know if you know CPR Dennis S. Locke. He's local to the. Yeah, that's.
Dennis was at Henricus.
Okay.
Yeah, he was
there
last weekend. Well, weekend before last.
Yeah, well, the reason he's CPR Dennis is because I let him have free reign for a satellite team in Richmond because Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers East doesn't make much sense at all. But I didn't think of that when Dennis wanted to have his own team. Then I just kind of brought him under the umbrella. So
I was wondering about that. I was like, how the hell is he Chicago?
You can have different colleges, like University of Phoenix in Richmond. So it's just the same, like a satellite.
That's an online college.
Still, I saw a building at the University of Phoenix. So actually, this is an actual standalone building too, not just an online college. Yeah,
yeah, they do have freestanding buildings, which I agree. I still don't understand how that works. Wouldn't it be University of Richmond Phoenix chapter or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably just too complicated. Gina, what's called University of Phoenix? Richmond chapter or whatever. I guess that's not too much to fit on the side of a building, I guess. So we have two members of Transcend Paranormal with us tonight, and I figured, you know, since Rhonda is going to be co-hosting with me and Amber, figured we'd give them a chance to introduce themselves and talk about some of the stuff, some of the experiences they've had in their group.
As a group?
Well, and an individual, too. Individual experiences, too, you know.
All right, Tiff.
So
yeah.
You've
been with them longer than me.
I have.
I know you have some good stories.
5 years? We've only been Transcend for, like, 3 years. Like, we were RIPVA before we were Transcend. And then we transcended into Transcend.
That's nice.
Ooh.
Nice. I like that.
Well, that's actually how we got the name Transcend, because we were transcending to something bigger and better than what we were. So that's why we went to Transcend.
Cool. Okay. What kind
and then
of
the
place
first,
have you done?
First night we actually had an event at Henricus think it was like the Halloween thing, probably the right after we became Transcend. And of course, you know, Transcend was TP, and of course, our, I guess, what is he, the team leader or whatever? He's the lead investigator, and his car got toilet papered because TP was toilet paper. So, that was kind of funny.
This happened at Henricus?
Yeah, yeah. Steve Vaughn toilet papered his car.
Had Indian spirits with that or something. Got a TP his
car. Had Indians, but blame it on the Indians.
That's right, you know, TP, Indian. So you went from, what was the name of your group before?
RIPVA.
And you went from there to Transcend.
Mm-hmm, because we transcended into something
right.
bigger and better.
That's right. And I believe Steve Dills is your, I guess, the leader of the group?
Yeah,
like
he's the go-team
founder.
Leader.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's the founder. So he's what, leading investigator, second in charge, and the case manager for private cases, and he handles most of the public stuff. And Tiffany
gotcha.
Is my second in charge.
Oh.
She's my assistant.
Yeah, you gotta keep Tiffany in line, man. She, you know, she can act up a little bit. I know how she is. Crazy.
That's right.
She's trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
So with all of you guys being in the same area.
Mhm.
And kind of working together and doing the same stuff. Has there been a single case that you guys like have all gotten together and like everything just meshed, or is there kind of, I don't know, a bent stool
no.
in the pot?
I mean, not really. We do some. Public stuff, and we did a public event for Hanover Taverns, and that's where ASPS came in and helped and stepped up and helped us out because we had sort of public, and so we kind of recruited them to help out. That's really the only thing that we've worked together on besides playing around over at Henricus, which is kind of like our training grounds almost. So we're more comfortable
yeah.
and, you know, we have access to everything. And that's where we do a lot of our training things. That and we do the same thing at Graffiti House too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, ASPS
yeah.
is a fairly new group. So we were happy to even have the opportunity to come out there and help Transcend with their public investigation. And as far as Henricus, it was, you know, it was fun just hanging out and just having fun with them and maybe trying to get some EVPs or anything, but nothing, you know, too serious last time we were there.
Yeah, it was, go for it.
Yeah, Stephanie, go ahead.
Huh? Oh, I was just saying that it was just nice being able to, like, hang out with another group and get to know other people and kind of, like, guess what, I mean, just seeing how other groups work. I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's plus, it's plus.
You didn't try, you did it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
But unfortunately, and yes, I will poke fun at him because he is not here. Unfortunately, Tiffany, you had to experience how Dennis works with, uses the name CPR. So I apologize for any misrepresentation of what he would have. No, Dennis is fucking awesome, and I wouldn't have even offered him the opportunity of to create his own chapter and do his own thing with it if I didn't believe in him and trust him. I love him like a brother. I mean, we don't talk about just paranormal. We talk about life stuff as well.
That's cool.
Yeah, we love Dennis down here for sure. He's a neat cat.
Yeah. I might be down there in April, by the way. So
uh-oh.
I might be able to hang out with all you guys.
That'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Have to get a little pair gathering, you know. We'll get together.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Definitely.
Okay, between Transcend and All Scene and everything, I mean, how, like, you guys seem to have quite a damn good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were pretty close.
Yeah, and it's obvious. Like, what, all right, here's the biggest thing that has been going on recently, and I'm sure you all have seen it, of just the drama, the bullshit, the crap back and forth of he said, she said, this, that, and the other thing. Well,
no, yeah, we just experienced that.
Yeah, trust me, I just went through that not too long ago. So yeah, Ronnie knows what I'm talking about.
Well, and that's the thing is Ryan and I were talking about this, you know, off air and earlier through chat and everything. Like, all right, you have so many different walks of life. You have so many different minds. You have so many different aspects and contributions to what a team is. But you have that one bad egg that just, I mean, it destroys it for everybody.
Well,
It's like a cancer that spread through. Like, how do you guys with a larger team actually deal with all that shit?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
let
the
Transcend girls talk about that for a second. Because they've been doing
it
for a while.
We don't have a large team. That's why we keep our team kind of small so we can kind of, you know, and we keep ours small because, first of all, when you go into, you know, a place, I mean, first of all, you don't want to have to manage a bunch of people. And then, you know, you got to worry about contamination. You know, we just like to work with a small group. Like right now we have, let's see, probably, how many do we have full-time, Tiff? Me, you, Steve.
Steve, Zach, John,
like
Wayne,
four full-time,
Heather,
and then
Heather and
Jackie, John and Lynn. I mean, they're members.
Maybe
but,
about eight.
I mean, four and four, like four full-time, four part-time.
Yeah.
Oh, Heather's pretty. Heather, I would say she's full.
Yeah, I'd say Heather's full-time. I mean, we have, like, a decent-sized group. It's not too many, and it's not too little. You know, I think we're the perfect amount that, you know.
Exactly. And then when we do, you know, when we have private cases, which, I mean, we've had a lot lately, then, you know, we will, you know, pick and, not like really pick and choose, but we kind of, since we ask people who wants to go, that way we don't have a bunch of people coming in. Because, like, right now we're working on one now, and it's not that big of a house. It's, what, like three bedrooms or two bedrooms and a bath? So, I mean, you can't take a bunch of people in there anyway, so. But then when we do, like, big events, I mean, since we're not the biggest team, then that's when we have to recruit, too, from other teams to help us out, especially when we do, like, a large event like Hanover, where we had upwards of 50 people participating.
Yeah. And it's like 10 people in a group, and when you've got maybe two investigators trying to, you know, keep 10 people together, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, that's just too many to begin with.
Well, can I kind of tear into you a little bit? I mean,
mm-hmm.
not in a negative way, just like I have certain questions I want to ask. So, if you're dealing with private residences, then you just have random people on call. Like, what?
Well, they're not random. Like, when I say part-time, I mean people who don't go all this, you know, like, for example, we have one, at least she's PRN, well, not part, she's not PRN, she's part-time, so she works a lot, but she does, like, we're all close, so we all do things. We all meet up once a month for a meeting. It's like a mandatory meeting once a month, so we're not just pulling in randos off the street. Like, we're, you know, we do things together. We have our meetings. We do where we go basically, like, fun things. When we go to St. Albans, or we'll go here, we'll go there. Like, we do stuff like that. And then when we do, like, private cases, like, we just got called into one. So I'm in charge of the private cases, and then we ask who's available to go. And, I mean, it's not like I'm pulling my next-door neighbor, hey, you want to go play tonight? I don't know if I would want her anyway. She's a crazy cat lady. But, I know, that's Tiffany. Sorry. I love you.
Well,
sometimes the crazy
well,
ones
no,
are
the
most
fun.
Well,
no, what I'm saying is a private residence is totally different. A public event, yeah, you can call whoever, but if you have four main core people and then you have four on-call people.
Well, they're not
like,
really on-call is what I'm trying to say. I mean, they do everything with us. They just, like, their work schedule doesn't permit them to do every single event we do. And, I mean, we don't, I mean, true, like, they come in, like, you know, they come in three. So, like, all of a sudden we've got, like, two private cases already, but the second private case that we're getting ready to do is pretty awesome, and, you know, we're all going to be doing that. But when it's a smaller event, and not event, but like a private case, then, yeah, we limit it to, like, three or four who wants to go to this. But it's, I mean, when I say they're part-time, I don't mean that they show up every so often. I mean, when I say part-time, basically what I mean is, day out of when we do what we try to do at least two to three things a month, and out of those two to three things a month, and that's not including meetings, with meetings, so then it's probably like four to five, then they might show up to three out of those five. So when we get a private case, usually, you know, it's me, Steve, if he's able to, and then you know, we'll, like, maybe three people initially, and then we'll do the interview, and then, you know, if need be, then we'll schedule the investigation, and then we'll open it up. But it's not, when I say, you know, part-time, I'm not opening up just, you know, like randos, because they are members. And, I mean, basically, yeah, they are full-time members, but, like, work prohibits them from doing things every single time.
Yeah, no, I
you picking up what I'm putting down?
No, no, I understand that, but, like, what's your discrepancies or what's your protocol to decide if somebody is going to be a member?
Well, when we bring somebody on, they are basically, let's see, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, we have,
well, I went through, like, an interview.
Right now.
I had to do an investigation interview. And then I had to go on so many investigations and so many meetings before I could
be
let into the group.
Yeah, how many meetings was it? It was, like, what, three meetings and then maybe
three
two meetings and three investigations?
Yeah. So I had to meet everyone, and then I was voted on to be
let
into the group.
Yeah, and that's just basically to see how she meshes with us, if we like her, if she even likes working with us, because she might think we're total assholes and she don't want nothing to do with us. But that's basically to see how everybody meshes well together. And then if you meet, you know, if you attend those meetings and you attend three, like, full-on training investigations, as far as, you know, take them to a controlled place that we know, you know, like, Kenwright's, or Graffiti House, stuff that we're familiar with that we have access to and we can go, and those are basically our training. And then that's what, you know, we can see if she knows what she's doing, if she even wants to do it once she gets into it. And then after she gets maybe, like, what is it, 3 investigations, 2 meetings, then she'll still be, like, an investigator in training. And then we kind of, like, behind the scenes, we'll vote, yeah, do you like her? Does she like us? And then after that, then we'll offer, like, we'll offer her, you know, we want you to come on. Do you still want it? And she could probably say, F y'all, y'all are crazy. I don't want to do anything with y'all, which she probably should have ran. But no, she embraced us with open arms.
I fit right in.
Yes, you do.
So it turned into we're a couple awesome fucking hardcore bitches that, yeah, you know what? We're doing this.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, but this hardcore bitch scared of her own shadow, so all they have to do is say boo to me and I run.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this game a couple of times.
Pride in it.
I do. It's like I read your fucking post last night at 3 in the morning. I was like, son of a bitch, I'm going to get her ass.
Oh, we don't even need to see her to scare her. We just have to post something on Facebook, and the deed is done.
Well, I think we have another guest calling in. Let me see who's on the line, okay?
That works.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Is this who I think it is?
I was just calling. This question is for Ryan.
This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. I've been listening to you earlier, and you've got such a passion for this, and I just wanted to know, like, where you got it from, and how you're enjoying it.
What, the paranormal?
Yeah, for your passion for paranormal. I mean, where did it come from?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, the paranormal kind of scared the shit out of me. And
yeah.
I think that was what, I guess that the fact that it scared me, and then as slowly as years went by, I became more and more interested in historical perspective and trying to figure out the people's stories, trying to figure out how they lived, how they died, and why they're still around.
Where they came from. Well, I think it's inspirational, and I love what you're doing. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
Listening to you tonight was very inspirational.
Full disclosure, this is my sister on the phone with us right now, so.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah. Claire, this is hi to Rhonda and Tiffany and Matt.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm very proud, and I'm very excited that I got to get through.
So, I don't know if I missed it, but what's your name?
My name's Blair.
You said Claire? I'm sorry.
Blair with a B.
Claire with a B. B.
Oh, yes. Yes, that would be Claire with a B, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So what's your ties to the paranormal?
Honestly, I really didn't have much belief in it. I believe in, like, spirits and stuff like that, but my brother has actually shown me and has shown me evidence that it really does exist, and it's actually been freaky and amazing at the same time.
Yeah, I keep her up at night.
Yeah, he has. A few times, but it's something I never thought could be measured. You know, I always believed in spirits, but I never thought it could be measured by what y'all can do, and it's pretty amazing. And I enjoy every second of learning from him.
So, Blair, have you ever had anything? Anything. It could be minute. It could be monstrosity. It doesn't matter. But have you ever had a single instance to where you're like, I think that that's not something of this earth?
Yes.
That's a good
but
post.
Yeah, it's been with our mom. So, that's pretty cool, but things happen in the house sometimes that are unexplainable.
So the situation that happened was with your mom after she passed? Or it happened to your mom?
No, it was after she passed. Like, for example, a clock in our house started ticking on Christmas this year, and I don't know, Ryan, if you heard the story.
Yeah, I think I heard the story, yeah.
And,
yeah, it's a grandfather clock, right? It's hanging in the front downstairs.
And it hasn't, exactly, and hasn't ticked for years. Dad cut it off, and it started ticking out of nowhere Christmas morning.
Christmas Eve night,
and then we cut it off, and it started ticking again Christmas morning, even though Dad had cut it off.
If you don't mind me asking, how long had your mom passed before that the clock started ticking?
It was 7 years. It's been 7 years.
That's definitely interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely, when I heard that, that definitely, you know, got my attention for sure.
Yeah.
She definitely loved that clock, for sure.
She loved it. But yeah, that was, I think Dad had gotten her that for, one of their anniversaries, so.
Well, that's
well, and do you think it could have been a, hey, don't forget about me, I'm still here kind of thing?
It wouldn't surprise me because she was all Christmas, right, Ryan?
Yeah, the fact that it happened on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning is more of an indication to his mom than if it had happened, I don't know, some random day in September.
Day? Exactly.
You know?
I mean, it was all her. No doubt about it. And I said that from a second instead of Ryan. Ryan was like, that's mom. So.
Yeah, it was definitely, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring up family stuff. I apologize. Just did.
This
case is
not exactly easy for either one of us. So.
Well, yeah, but it's a good story. It's not a bad, sad story. It's a good story to let us know that she's still around. So. Yeah,
but it makes everybody else understand when things happen like that, that that means that somebody is there.
Let's see.
So,
I have someone else on the line. Let me see who's on the other line.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Hello. All right, Blair. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Love you.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye, Blair. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
You. Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Hello. Who's on the line with us right now?
Somebody that didn't press 1 to speak to the host.
Holy shit, Dennis, you son of a bitch. What's up, dude?
What is going on?
Good evening, everybody. I just thought I'd jump in and get my FAPS in for the week.
Hey.
Hi, Dennis.
Get FAPS.
Hello, darling. Greetings, Ryan. How are you today, young man?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, just ducky. I'm sorry to make the question so difficult that, you know, it stunned you into silence there.
Well, at first, I didn't hear you say Ryan at first. I thought you were talking to Matt, so that's...
To that.
No, if I'm talking to Matt, I'll say, hey, asshole, how you doing, brother?
Yeah,
I'm good. So speaking of which, hey, asshole, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, asshole. How are you?
Hey,
you know, this is kind of a little bit of a reunion, if you will. I mean, it's Dennis. We're on Monday night.
Yay!
All right, Full Spectrum's back.
Who would have
no?
Getting this cracked out and crazy.
No, this is your fucking train wreck. It's not ours anymore.
So it's a nice little crossover show going on here.
we just popped in to play with the horn and shit. Ours is not to run this train anymore. The whistle we can't even blow. Hell,
yeah.
We let this son of a bitch run off the tracks and see who catches.
The train goes off
though.
The track. It's not on you guys.
That's right. I'm accustomed to it. I have broad shoulders.
Dennis, Fast Unleashed.
There we go.
Yes.
I know we can make that happen.
No.
Oh, that would be an interesting show.
It's a kid's show.
Yeah,
there's
what it is.
Kid.
There's children listening.
Will you stop talking about me like that? I'm right here. I can hear you talking about me, Matt.
All right, cool, man.
Hey, so I have an interesting one. Just curiosity. I just happened to catch this on a video before I jumped in. Do we have a topic, or can I just kind of throw a random one out there?
We were going to talk about the Black Eyed Kids. But go ahead, throw it out there.
Oh, well, I mean, if we're going to talk about black-eyed kids, and, you know, we'll stay on that. I'm good with that. I'll sit back and listen for a little while.
No, that's like,
we haven't gotten there yet, so.
Oh, okay. Well, the video that I saw was out of, I forget where, but it was North Carolina. Some local news channel reporting on this house, and they're going, you know, that, as you notice, there's no driveway, there's no mailbox. If you actually approach the house and you look at the windows, you'll notice they're blocked up inside. And I'm going, all right, well, either we found a new way to hide prisoners, maybe we got a missile silo. Hell, who knows? It turns out it's an auxiliary pump station for the city's water supply.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous-looking house. I thought it was just a neat concept.
Yeah.
And then they get into some of the other things, like, you know, well, for those that are down here around us, there's a huge waterfront property down at Lake Gaston that is also a Virginia Beach water pump facility. This makes you wonder what other kind of shit our government can hide right under our nose, and we're just kind of blindly strolling through and not see it.
Well, they have that Pump House Park in Richmond, near Maymont Park. It's like almost looks like a castle, but it's a water pump. It pumps the water from the canal that runs by Maymont Park.
Right. Yeah, I completely forgot about that, but that's also out of service, isn't it? Didn't they?
No, it's been out of service for
ugly...
a long time. But
they
used to have dances there. It had a nice pavilion where they'd have bands play and stuff. But it's still a water pump. You know, it's still the practical uses is a water pump. So
yeah, but if you look at
like
how they do
house?
It now, this is...
Right
in the middle of a neighborhood. Yeah, right in the middle of a flipping neighborhood. Looked like John Doe's house next door.
Wow.
Susie Snotbottom next door. You just couldn't tell.
Well, I guess the people that don't want to have a water pump in their neighborhood might be an eyesore, so they'll make it look nice for the neighborhood. Maybe they keep the property value up. I guess that's the reason why they did that.
Yeah, no telling. It's the one that you're talking about down at Maymont and so forth. You know, now we have that great big above ground nasty looking.
Yeah, that's such an eyesore compared to that the structured the actual pump house part, actual pump house, the new one's just kind of...
Yeah, and I'm sure that the neighbors really appreciate the truck traffic and everything, because you got all the sludge and everything that come out of there, and it's right in the back end of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm sure they really enjoy that. But that's a good point. What else is out there that you think is a house or whatever, but it's actually something else?
Our government, such sneaky little bastards, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Local, federal, state, doesn't matter. And, I mean, I had that same exact feeling last time that a damn trooper came out of the bushes and chased me down for speeding, too. Ah, you sneaky little bastard.
Yeah. they come out of nowhere.
You know, I understand they call you bastards bears, but don't hide in the woods, you son of a bitch. That's unfair. I'm not hunting for you.
We're not playing hide and seek over here. Come on.
No, hide and seek.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, the Roger does not like hide and seek.
Hide and clap.
Or hide and clap, for that matter.
No.
Not a big thing.
Of course. I was going through the Pennsylvania Turnpike when that bastard did that. And he asked me, so what'd you throw out the window? I said, it was my radar detector. If the son of a bitch couldn't see you, it ain't worth a rat's ass to me.
Exactly. I mean, geez, what if he said that's pretty much a paperweight?
Shit. Yeah. I'm fooling along. It's silent, 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 and it just pegs out red. And I'm like, well, shit, it's supposed to see ahead. Apparently this one didn't do that, so I don't need this piece of shit.
Yeah, if it's going off as you're driving by it, that doesn't help much.
Yeah, by the time it went off, it wasn't the only lights I was seeing. Like, son of a
bitch. You got blue and red lights going off.
Yeah, like I said, he was back in the... I couldn't see a car. All I saw was little lights on top. I'm like, what the fuck? They got wildlife out here with light bars? You sneaky bastard.
Sneaky bastard.
So now, Matt, I understand that the storm front that is headed to us has already cleared you. Are you asshole deep in snow out there? Should we be concerned of Snowmageddon?
Yeah, if you get that stuff.
Matt fell asleep.
Yeah, I got that. That's why I laughed.
Matt
1 to 2 inches hit everything with your car.
No, my goodin.
I don't care. Like I answered earlier, I've got a gallon of apple pie, the majority of a case of beer left. I'm going to have to go tonight and get cigarettes. I'll probably have to club some lady and her 6 kids that's going to be making them milk sandwiches for the next 2 days. What are you going to do with just milk and bread, you dumbass? Milk sandwiches? How about getting, like, hot dogs, hamburgers? They're going to get something to go on the bread.
And it's not like we're going to have a blizzard or we're stood in for 2 weeks. I mean, I think they can go a day with what they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the comments that I put on I forget whose wall it was, but now, I had my learner's permit in Ohio, northern Ohio. So on my learner's permit, I'm out on my first car. The tires are so bald, glass is jealous. I'm learning to drive. I did so many donuts that were unintended, it was pathetic.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But... You know, and I never hit anything. I never ditched the car. Now, I did have one instance where I stopped to help another dude that, like, he had hit freezing rain, and I stopped to help. And then I see a sheriff deputy rolling up, and I'm like, man, please don't get too close to my car. You're going to slide right into my damn truck. Well, he slid into the ditch. He gets out of his car and falls flat on his ass, and I start giggling. Here's a deputy, deputy imitating ass down or ass up face down university, and I can't do anything but giggle. He's like, yeah, I kind of deserve that one.
That's some funny shit, man.
She's like, so, is there anything I can do to help? Not when she got snowshoes, dude.
But yeah, man, I mean,
funny.
Yeah, it is funny. People, you slip and slide all over the place in the snow. You know, people, you know, I guarantee you'll see a bunch of cars on the side of the road. So hell, you might see my car on the side of the road. I've hit a few times.
Yeah, you'll see mine in the driveway. I ain't going nowhere. It's not that I don't trust me, it's everybody else.
That's,
I'm one of the largest things on the road.
Yeah, I've seen your truck. That's a nice size.
Oh, it makes a hell of a target.
Yeah.
I'd just assume to keep it away from the dumbasses.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one, for sure.
Hey, Matt, wake up and join the conversation, Jack Wagon. What a shame.
Oh,
wait. Am I on now?
Yeah.
You're here.
You're on.
The earbuds. Hold on. So, yeah, I got the new phone today and still trying to figure out, yeah, the earbuds suck.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend. You plug them into the top and then shove them in your ears. That's difficult. I understand.
Yeah. So what do I do?
It's hell getting old and you can't figure out technology, isn't it?
Yeah,
let's see. And this end plugs into the phone. Okay, let's see. Okay, now I'll hold the phone to my ear. No, wait. Put the phone down, I put those in my ears. Yeah. It's hell, I understand, brother. Old age. I can certainly relate.
That's a bit.
All this newfangled technology. It's crazy.
Wait, what? What are you talking about? who am I?
Who am I talking to? What? What is going on?
I don't know you.
I hear these strange voices coming out of my phone. Who are you people? Get off
my
phone.
That's the most common thing I hear when I go to my counselor, too. Who the hell are you, man? I don't know you. I made two of us, Doc.
Why are you here?
I have no idea.
All right. I'm going to try this new technology one more time.
All right. Now, remember, the soft, rounded parts, you shove those in your ears. I know your head's in your ass most of the time, but you can't put the earbuds there in the ear.
So, wait, can you hear me?
Oh, my God. Matt, where'd you go?
What?
Matt.
What?
I'm just fucking with you. You sound fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I just can't help myself.
I honestly don't blame you. I fuck with me on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, it's all fine and dandy until you do it in public. Then they have an issue.
We're on the radio.
What?
It's, Ryan, it's technically public, I guess.
Technically.
In a way.
Yeah, I guess whoever decides to listen in, I guess, to whatever this is right now.
I'm really not helping my cause, though. Wait,
what,
Dennis?
Is your cause?
Yeah.
I don't know why I text you and said, hey, want to call in?
Yeah. Because I'm such a great guy and you wanted to hear my sexy voice again. Don't bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
I only get
you like once a week now, so I miss your...
I know, you're having withdrawals. It's okay, man. Deep breath. Hit mute and finish the fap. Hit mute and finish fapping. I'll talk for a few minutes to let you hear my voice, and that'll help you complete.
Yeah, we all need our tennis stick.
I miss your face.
Yeah. That's what my ex kept saying for the longest time, too. And then she sent me a new paper target showing where she had improved her aim. Now I'm kind of scared.
Can you honestly blame her, though?
Well, no. I mean, well, yeah, because I can blame her, actually. I thought I had taught her to aim much better than that long before, which the fuck was I thinking? But we won't go into that. So, who is your guest tonight?
Well, right now, it's Tiffany, Matt, and Dennis. And Ron is hosting.
What about me?
Don't leave Ron out.
I know. What the hell?
Hey, you're a host. You asked who my guests were. You're not a guest. You're a host.
I'm a guest.
Oh, no, you're not.
I don't know what the hell I am.
This is just
a
lovely
dog in the wheel. Now, Matt, I will go back and ask the question that I asked you earlier before you were able to, while you were stumped by the technology. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay. Good. And I'll speak slow so the earbuds can keep up with me.
Sweet.
Now, I understand
I
that the same...
I fucking hate and love you at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're going to wear oversized boots next time you see me, just so you can shove one up my ass, right?
No, actually.
You can borrow mine.
Ooh.
Those are some shit kickers right there.
They're glittery.
Yeah, yours. The ones you wore today?
My boots are awesome.
Hey, right. I didn't say they weren't awesome. I just said they're shit kickers.
They're adorable.
Hey, they can be adorable and still cause some serious pain.
Mm-hmm.
If used right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what that... Yeah, never mind. That can be taken so many ways.
No, not from you.
No, not from me, huh?
No.
So, anyway, Matt, what I was going to ask was the Clipper storm front that is due to come through our neck of the woods tomorrow has already been through you. Any idea what the death toll from Snowmageddon 4 inches was?
Zero.
Oh, yeah, see, that's what I expected here, but... I know our death toll is much higher because they've worked the hell out of every cow in a 5-county radius. So
every school is canceled already.
People are freaking out over here.
Yeah, they got the first snowflake, and they've already closed down all the schools around here.
Mm-hmm.
Sally's.
Did they close Powhatan, Rhonda?
Yeah, my phone was beaten a while ago, too. And the school is canceled, so you got...
Probably won't get anything.
Yeah, because somebody went and bought a sled, so we're not going to get shit now. But, but But
you'll get like
yeah, Powhatan, Chesterfield, Hanover, Henrico, all that. They're all canceled.
They just had holiday today.
I better go to fucking
too.
Work.
Well, I'll be right there with you. I'll be going to work too.
And because all the old people will break their hip to get into the fucking doctor's office.
At least we'll be bored.
I'm keeping my mouth shut for a moment.
Huh?
I said I'm keeping my mouth shut for a moment. I have tomorrow off. But that's not because of weather, though.
I had today off. But I'm sure that my
normal day off.
I'm sure that my weather is much worse than your guys. But what was the temperature today in your neck of the woods?
Did we get up to like 60?
Yeah, it
was
nice
like 60.
Yeah, definitely was not snow weather for sure.
Oh, no. Today was like 55, 60 degrees, but today was the front edge of this clipper or whatever that's coming through. Now, for the next 3 days, they don't expect it to get above 30.
Yeah, fuck you. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 6.
Shit.
You know what it's like?
I'm glad
when
I was in Chicago. Shit.
Right?
Jeez. When it's 6, it sucks.
Yeah, what? It was like really cold here. It was like last week. It was like what 13, or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was
it
last
really
week?
Cold.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
I think it was might have been 2 weeks ago.
It was two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like what 15.
Come on.
Polar vortex.
One day I couldn't stand it. I'm like, I can't deal with this.
Come on, for love of God, though, man! It was bitterly, bitterly cold. We had like a wind chill of like 3 or something.
Yeah, it was
no
too cold.
Snow.
Yeah. All right, do you want to talk about wind chill? It was negative 46. Not this past Sunday, but 2 weeks ago Monday. Yeah, it was negative 46 with the wind chill.
Wow. Well, again, I don't live in Chicago.
Humans should not live in these conditions.
You know, the bad part about it is, you can't even go out and write your name in the snow because all you're doing is now just sprinkling out ice cubes.
Yeah. little testicles coming out or whatever.
If you're lucky, you don't manage to piss across a flagpole or anything and stick yourself to it.
Oh, my God. That would be funny as shit.
Yeah,
that,
that,
so
that
I need somebody to do that tomorrow
good, like,
so I can
video
come and
something.
Take pictures.
Yep.
We'll put it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah,
Tiffany, since you're off,
tomorrow,
I volunteer
you
to stick your tongue.
Yeah, no, not happening.
And I triple dog dare you, so now you have to do it.
Oh, yeah. Triple dog dare. I mean, that's like, you know, that's the law. You have to do it now.
It is.
You'll be shut down. That's like swearing on the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go
owe
against
me
that.
For the hide and clap shit.
She's got to come find her.
What the fuck was that?
What was that?
Yeah. Why did you just turn into Max Headroom? What the fuck was that?
You're scaring me.
Do I need a Bible or something? Holy water over here? Shit.
Hell no, and it burst into flames.
Exorcism, I'm live on the air. Okay.
Fucking say that.
I thought it was just my phone, but no, apparently it was everybody.
It was everybody, because I was like, what the hell's going on?
You know, your friend was doing that when I was talking to you coming home, and I was like, what the fuck is that? But it must be.
I was
thinking
it was your phone. I don't know, because, I mean, I don't know.
There it is again.
You're a Vim bot.
Dennis, what the hell is it with us and weird shit happening?
Brother, I have no idea.
I don't know. We did have a tree crash down last time we were all together.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's true. That's true. Good to
oh, yeah. And then we had some weird-ass man crouch down in the parking lot. That was bizarre.
Totally thought we were getting murdered that night.
I was like, oh, fuck. I am backing my ass up. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Are you talking about Howie doing his prayer in the
yeah.
parking lot?
Yep.
That
yeah,
was weird as shit. I just knew we were going to get fucking killed.
I was ready to start running the other way.
You thought Howard was going to kill you?
Well,
you have to understand. You haven't met Howie.
Yeah, it was bizarre. I mean, the tree crashed, and we thought it was a gunshot, and then as we're walking towards the parking lot, there's some random weird man crouched down in the parking lot with his head hung down. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And we started backing up.
we walk out there like, what the fuck is that? Go back and look up and have like glowing red eyes. You know, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I will come for you.
Yeah, that would have been it for me.
It would have been good evidence, though. I had my camera. You know, I would have.
Yeah, I mean, dying of a heart attack.
Yeah, Howard is quite bald. So.
Yeah, Howard's a great guy.
But he's definitely a sexy bald. He's not like does he have cancer? No, like, Howard is definitely a sexy bald.
Oh, yeah, he
bring
pulls
in
it
sexy bat.
Yeah, I don't think I could imagine Howie with hair. You know, I just don't think I think Howie with hair would not work.
Wait, what do you mean he's bringing sexy back? He never took me
bringing
anywhere.
Bringing sexy back.
He never took me anywhere.
He's never left.
Dennis, I've never been gone.
Dennis,
right
I brought
here.
You a bunch of places.
Yeah, just like my parents. They used to take me everywhere as a kid. Didn't get pissed when I was on my way home.
Mm. All right, so I have to ask the question due to and this is what sparked it, and the initial point of this whole show. Somebody crouching down, being creepy, and freaking people out. And, no, Howard, this has nothing to do with you if you're listening in, but when it comes to the black-eyed kids,
those are crazy.
What in the hell would you do if you saw a black-eyed kid?
I'd ask him who punched him.
I would probably run away.
Again,
lock
we're not talking
doors.
About Howard.
I'd probably try to take a picture of him if I had a camera on my phone, you know, with me. I'd try to take a picture of him.
I'm not going to let
they
you take a picture of him.
Picture.
All right. Well, let's do this.
I could at least try to.
Let's
put
work
a
nice knowing you.
Let's work this a round table thing one at a time. What is your thought on what exactly one of the black-eyed kids is? One of the ladies first. Y'all flip a coin and figure it out.
All right, Tiff, go. Did you do your homework?
Well, I did my homework. I don't know. It's all of it's just kind of baffling. It's so weird just, like, reading what I read about it. I'm thinking that it's, like, one of the theories that they posted, it's, like, the souls of, like, a murdered child. I don't know. It's got to be something demonic. I don't know. That's my theory on it.
I get vampire almost. Like I was telling you earlier, like Salem's Lot, you know? Because you got to invite the little bitches in. And there's no fucking way in hell I would invite one of them little things in the house. But then another instance that I read, it was like they would like peek in the house and they were like watching you during the day. So there's like conflicting stories. Like some of them come out at night and then some of them come out during the day. And then some of them that are out during the day are sitting there watching you through your window. And you get that uneasy feeling when you look up. They like, I don't know, that really creepy darting run thing. But then the other ones are like begging to come in. And that, I don't know, for some reason it brings up Salem's Lot where, you know, where they're little vampires and, you know, they have to be invited in the house. And
they've
then other people, you know, they're like demons or...
Yeah, most stories I've heard, they've all asked to come in. You know, they've asked to use the phone or... One story I heard was a kid was in a car waiting for his mom to get a haircut or a perm or something.
A haircut?
He was waiting in his mom's car. His mom's car was to get a haircut.
They wanted to come in. Please, can I come in and give me a haircut?
Anyways, he was waiting in the car and a black-eyed kid knocked on the window and told the kid to let him in the car. He said no. He said no. He was hiding behind the seat, and when his mom came back to the car, she said that a little kid came in to the hair salon and asked her for the keys to the car.
No way in hell.
Yeah. So they come out during the day and at night. They're all over the place.
That's crazy. Yeah. See, and here's one right here. Like, a lot of people say they're, like, urban legends, and, I mean, which, hopefully, that they, you know, it is, but then there's that always, where does the shit come from? So then you know it's got to have some kind of merit to it. I mean, nine times out of ten, I'm going to say that it is urban legend, so they don't fucking show up at my house tonight, but... it'd be like Steve and them to show up at the house all dressed up as kids and shit. But
you've said it, they're gonna do it now if they're listening.
Yeah.
Well, here's a thought.
We have another caller calling in.
They say that spirits can take any. Now, if you look at the board, Ryan, you'll see that there's no little blue question mark beside it like there is on Matt's name.
Uh-huh.
Without a blue question mark, it means that they have not pressed one to speak with the host, so they're probably just calling in to listen to the program.
Okay.
Which you'll notice there isn't a little blue question mark beside my name because I didn't want fucking yanked into this yet. I'm in here now.
We yanked your ass.
Dennis, what's the area code?
804. It's Howard.
It's Howard.
He jumps in and out he's at work, so. But, you know, they say that spirits can take any form that they choose. Well, if you have a spirit that is taking the form of a child, and let's say that it is perhaps an evil spirit. Would it not have the black eyes? Because it's not capable of forming a complete image.
But
you know,
demonics didn't have eyes. Like, you couldn't see their eyes.
That would be my
black.
Point.
Well, they're still their eyes, but they're totally black people. I mean, they're just not, like, eyeless.
No. If you read a lot of shit about demonic and, like, you're not, you know, they don't want you to see their eyes because they have no soul, and you can see through their eyes to their soul, and that's why a lot of times when you hear about people seeing demonic things or they see things like that, they're like, I couldn't see their face. They didn't have a face. So there was a little girl staring at me, but she didn't have a face. And 9 times out of 10, if it is demonic and they are taking the kid form or whatever to try, you know, gain your trust, whether it be animal or, you know, kid, if you read and do stuff like that, then you know, it's like more consistent that demonic entities or whatever it is, they don't have eyes because they don't want you to see through their eyes to see that they have no soul.
Now, see, the one full-bodied apparition that I did see 5 feet away, I didn't see his face, but I think it was because he was, like, I looked at him from, like, his complete left side, and, like, he walked by and never even acknowledged my existence. So, I mean,
yes,
I could...
he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I saw everything about him. I could see his, you know, complete dress. I can describe him to a T, but I didn't see any face at all.
Where was that at?
That was at St. Elizabeth's Hospital up in D.C. that, you know, our wonderful government is repurposing the buildings. Which,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way, any of you that work for the Department of Homeland Security, when you go into work in these buildings, I would love for you to call in and tell us what kind of freaky shit goes on, because that's the weirdest place I've ever been. Yeah, I mean, I was 5 feet away from this dude when he walked by, and just as solid as if a coworker had walked past me, but he was wearing a black suit, black wingtip shoes, carrying a black briefcase, and wearing a fedora on a government construction site.
From, like, maybe, like, the 30s, like the 20s or 30s?
I got, like, 30s to 40s on him.
Mm-hmm.
Not his age, but the time period.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of what I felt. When he was 5 feet away from me, he made it past the door that I was, like, 4 or 5 feet inside. And by the time he got past the doorway, it kind of registered only what the fuck I just saw. And then another 3 or 4 feet from that doorway was the door going outside. And I couldn't see anybody out that door. It was 50 feet in any given direction that he tried to run, and I didn't see shit.
Wow.
He was just gone. I don't recall the door actually opening for him to go out. I remember just kind of seeing him, like, disappear out the door. But it was the strangest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, I've been through some weird investigation sites, and I've seen some weird shit on investigations, seen shit move. And, you know, I've watched shadow figures walk across the room where you're just kind of looking, going, what in the fuck am I seeing?
Mm-hmm.
And it was nothing like this. I mean, this looked like a full human just leaving work.
Was it, do you see the whole body? Could you see the whole, like...
I could see everything. I mean, it wasn't even transparent. It was solid.
Wow.
It was solid. And, you know, I got that he was like... Well, given the fact that... Well, St. Elizabeth's Hospital was the first federal government insane asylum.
That's a good place for haunting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this place took up 80-some acres. At its prime, it had 7,000 patients, like 8,000 patients, 7,000 employees, or vice versa. I don't really remember offhand. But they had their own farm. They had their own crematorium, their own fire department, everything. But it was the creepiest place I've ever been.
And the government decided that a good place to have office buildings? That's smart.
Yeah, they're going to turn them into, well, Department of Homeland Security took over one portion of the location, the other portion of it, and the buildings on it. I think there were like 30-some buildings in it. I think like 15 or 18 buildings are getting taken by Coast Guard, and the remainder of the property and buildings is getting used by Department of Homeland Security for their main offices.
Well, it's just like Waverly Hills being turned into apartment buildings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure they won't have any problems there. You know, everyone will get a good night's sleep out there for sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. You know, you'll get, you know, that loving stroke of the hair each night by someone you can't see.
Yeah, the loving screams of patients. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like, you know, up in Connecticut, there used to be, well, there's still parts of it there because they can't keep contractors on site long enough to complete the demolition. The Norwich State Insane Asylum, they were starting to tear down. And the contractors would just leave because they can't stand all the shit that's going on the properties. So it's definitely a strange place. And the trouble is they take places like this, but they don't send in somebody like, you know, like Bishop Reiki or Bishop Long to try to, you know, rescue the souls that are trapped there.
Well, that would involve the government believing or saying they believe that spirits exist. If they
exactly,
send someone
that would
to,
require
yeah,
acknowledgement.
They don't want to do that.
No. And I don't blame them. Look how crazy we get looked at a lot of times when we say what we see.
Yeah. I mean, if the government admitted there's more stuff out there, it just opened up a can of worms. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, then next it would just become, you're admitting this. Now tell us about Area 51. There's really
exactly.
bodies held there, aren't there?
Yeah.
You know,
might as well open, might as well open up that door. Might as well open them all up, you know?
Yeah, our government.
Didn't they just finally admit to it? That there is
admit
that,
to what?
You know?
They didn't admit to what's on it,
but they admitted to that, yeah, there is the secret Area 51.
Yeah, they admitted
but
Area
not
so 51.
Secret Area 51, you know?
But most of Area 51 has now been decommissioned anyway and declassified because they've built another one.
Mm.
So, you know, now of course all the snoops and the guys with all the money and, you know, they're going to be tracking those mysterious white planes again.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and they'll find them eventually somewhere in the middle of another damn desert. Or underground
bunker somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, what's the hotel up in West Virginia where they've got supposedly this huge underground bunker for, you know, the entire government? I can't remember the name of the hotel. The Greenbrier.
I thought it was a Biltmore that had that. It was a Greenbrier?
I believe it was Greenbrier.
Huh.
But, I mean, way back when, my father was in the Army, and he was stationed in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. And Cleveland sits right on the banks of Lake Erie. Well, the people that were monitoring, you know, all the scientific personnel that were monitoring Lake Erie couldn't understand why the water levels were increasing so dramatically from year to year.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of the things that my dad did was cryptography, which is the sending and receiving of cryptographic messaging. So he was in... You know, he had the highest top secret clearance, and, you know, they would put him in places where he was definitely secured. But he was in downtown Cleveland working in a Nike Hercules missile base. There's two silos that they dug into the ground that are 130 feet deep each and 30, 40 feet across. All that dirt had to go somewhere, and nobody noticed the barges leaving in the middle of the night, loaded with dirt, coming back empty. They were filling up Lake Erie.
I guess people are so into their own life that they see stuff that it doesn't even faze them. Like, oh, okay, look at the barges. Look at those. I wonder where that dirt goes. Oh, well, I'm going to go home and watch TV.
You know, some people are concerned about what's right, what's going on with their own lives. They don't really pay attention to what other people are doing.
Yeah. When you mentioned that, that we're so wrapped up into our own lives, there was a, I believe it was D.C., at one of the subway stations. I don't remember the violinist's name, but he went in and on hidden cameras and everything, he went in and played violin for however long. I think it said he was there like 3 hours. Maybe an hour. Shit, I don't know. Now, he had to have been there like 1 hour. Because one of the comments that was tagged to it was $32 an hour in debt. Well, in the 1 hour that he played six songs from, I believe he played six of Bach's songs. Well, nobody really paid attention to him to know that he was the world's best violinist, and he was playing on a $3.5 million violin. The night before this was set up and done, he sold out a concert venue in Baltimore at $100 plus per seat. But nobody paid attention to him. And I guess the moral of that, you know, the question that the Washington Times or New York Post, I forget which one actually set this up to enable the violinist to go in and be monitored. Their question was, if we don't even notice the world's most talented violinist playing some of the most beautiful music, what else are we missing?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Very valid point.
I mean, I don't know if I would be able to recognize the world's greatest violinist if I saw him standing right in front of me, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't, I mean, as I said,
I wouldn't.
As a culture, you know, I guess we don't appreciate that stuff as much as we should, you know. But
yeah,
I think we have another caller. It actually does have a question mark by her name, so I'm gonna click on them.
I see it. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Amber?
Yeah. Sorry.
Welcome.
I forgot. Sorry. We were moving stuff into the new house, so.
Oh, you guys, are you all done moving?
No. Not at all. We just got her stuff into her new room, and I've got a room with a TV. That's it.
Nice.
Chill with us anyway.
Yeah, it's really
exciting. Yeah. So I'm sorry I didn't get to call in earlier. And I complete conversation, so.
Boy, it's a lot of fun.
Aw. I'll have to go back and listen.
Well, you're welcome to backtrack and take us back to it. We don't care.
Exactly.
No, I can't hear anything. I'm actually driving right now. So I think I'm going to go ahead and mute myself and just listen to you guys talk it out.
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sorry guys. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye, Amber.
Have a great night, Amber.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was an incredible insight by Amber, and
yeah,
compelling
yeah,
and rich.
I am shocked. I got to sit down because that was just words of wisdom.
I mean, and Amber is such a philosopher, and I mean, she has so many, many theories and ideas to test.
I really
yes,
just
Amber,
I
I'm
show
giving
right
you
now.
Shit because you're listening.
And the bad part is she's muted, so she can't fire back at you. I'm going to
I know, right?
For shits and giggles.
We got Rhonda back. Rhonda left. Ronnie, so you back?
Right,
yeah, I'm
so
back.
We definitely got off subject of the initial And that's the point of the show. Yes.
Yes. Back to the Black Eyed Peas. I mean, kids.
The Black Eyed Peas. I love those guys.
Now, see, here's my take on Black Eyed Kids. I don't know that you have to invite them in. I kind of think of them as, well, they're kind of an undefined, so I don't know that you have to invite them in. I think they would be able to go pretty much anywhere they wanted to go. But, you know, the story that you related, Ryan, regarding the kid sitting in the car,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of leads a little credence to they have to be invited in. The fact that
all
they have no
I've
eyes.
Heard, they've had to be invited into the house or the structure of where, you know, where, you know.
Now, you know, I've got, you know, a decent bit of time here on this planet, and I've had a shitload of Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door. I've had a shitload of Brownies come to my door, a shitload of Boy Scouts come to my door. I'm afraid any of them that have just black eyes like there's nothing there, I'm not even opening the fucking door to them.
No way.
Yeah.
Right?
Let alone going, oh, yeah, come on in. Let me buy some cookies. No.
Yeah, you don't invite. I don't invite people in my house that even have eyes. You know, I don't invite a blue-eyed kid into my house.
A blue-eyed kid?
I'm just saying, I wouldn't invite anybody into my house if I don't know them. Black eyes or not.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not at my door at 2:00 in the morning asking to use my phone.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
What in the world?
Who is that?
Did Amber accidentally, like, unmute herself?
Now Amber's on mute.
Yeah. That was me.
Well, then.
That was me playing.
Was that the Black
Eyed Peas? Yes.
Oh. We're like, okay.
I'll be.
And that, my friends, is why I love having the mute button.
Oh, fuck, Dennis is on the board. Yeah, you know what, I will say goodbye for the evening. Dennis is running the board. I will most likely be muted for the rest of it.
No, I won't. I won't mute you. We will hear plenty of your voice, I am sure.
I'm a bee.
Yeah, I'm sure we will hear plenty of Matt.
Black Eyed Kids. Yes, I'm sorry. I get them confused.
Yeah, it happens. You know, I hear the crack pipe is kind of rough.
It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again. Fuck you, Dennis.
I told you we will hear plenty of your voice, Matt.
You know what? I don't think that anybody on right now knows about that whole situation. Yes, that was me.
Inebriated at 3:30 in the morning.
From Paris, the best time to be inebriated.
Yes, and actually I think we both woke up the next morning looking like black-eyed kids.
Scary
shit. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, it was. But this is what happens when you go to we went to Parafest. At one point, I lost sight of Matt. I step back around the bar, and I'm standing there kind of going, oh, the hell, I'll just get another drink. Next thing I know, he pops up beside me again. I'm like, what the fuck? Did you drop from the rafters? Where the fuck have you been? Just making my way around, man. Oh, okay. We're standing there about 30 seconds, and here come two shooters up and over our shoulders. We turn and look, and lo and behold, we are being bought shots by the Ghost Hunters crew.
Nice.
It went downhill from there.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But yeah, we had, at one point we had Dave and Grant were buying us shots or shooters. I don't even remember what the hell they were. I'm lucky to remember who I was with, let alone what the shooters were.
They were Patron.
And then I got, like, flagged away. I come back a half hour, hour later. Matt's tore up from the floor up. Oh, shit.
I'm sure.
And he's still standing there hanging out with Grant Wilson. And at this point, it was just Grant and Dave. That was all that was left. I'm not sure where. There were, we had Grant, Dave, Steve was hanging out. We had, at one point, we even had, who else was with us? Had Bruce hanging out with us for a little while. Yeah, they all proceeded to get mad.
Bruce Tango, Jason Gates, fucking.
I think Brian they took Kale. It as a personal challenge to see who could get Matt the most fucked up. I don't know who won, but I know Matt lost.
That's awesome.
I did. Well, there is still time, unfortunately. Why don't you tell them what happened when we went outside? Or when I was outside and you were inside, but you weren't inside. You were like 25 feet away from me helping out somebody who hit the deck.
Oh, gravity victim. Yes, that was entertaining. I'm standing over talking to the whole damn crew from Pennhurst Asylum, and I got Joey Jiggy standing beside me, and this woman comes stumbling through the crowd, and just all of a sudden, she does one of those, like, you know when you do a free fall backwards off of a building, like in a stunt, and you land in the airbag? Yeah, she's got to make sure they put the airbag down. I mean, she just toppled like a chimney. What the? Well, I hand Jiggy my drink. I go over and I used to be EMT, run ambulance and everything else. So I go over and start checking her out. Well, in the 5 feet away that I am, one of the security guys has grabbed her arms and is trying to pull her up. And I'm like, dude, back. Just get behind her, leave her sitting on her ass. You take a knee and let her lean back against her knee and let me check her out and make sure she's okay. Well, while I'm trying to deal with this, Matt's calling me freaking out. I have no clue where Matt's at. And I'm like, dude, right now this is not a good time. I'm doing medic. I'll get back to you. He had hit the proverbial wall. I'm ready to leave, and I'm regularly right fucking now. It's not a good time. You're not leaving right now. You will have to wait. So I go back to Jiggy. Now, Jiggy is funny as shit. You have to understand, Jiggy is also a URN radio. No, he's not URN, but he is on Blog Talk. I'm not even sure what nights he does anymore. But he's like a 6'5", 6'6", black dude.
He does Paranormal Hood on Thursday night.
Yeah. He's a big some bitch. Well, as soon
that's
as
like that movie, Tales from the Hood.
Oh, he's funny as hell, though. But as soon as this woman went down, I just handed him my drink real quick and I went, hold this, and I took off. Well, I come back and I'm like, cool. Dude, that was kind of intense. He's like, here's your drink, Massa. Anything else I can do for you, Massa? You want me to bend over this right here, Massa? Like, what the fuck? And of course, everybody around him is just busting ass laughing, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I have asked for this one. And he's like, ah, you all right, man? I'm like, at this point, I'm starting to get nervous. And I mean, here's this 6'6" black dude that's like built like a fucking Sherman tank talking shit. I'm like, well, what the hell am I going to do with this? So then the 20-minute search to go find Matt comes about. I'm like, where are you at? He's like, I'm outside. Well, where the fuck is outside? There's a lot of space outside. You do realize that we are at the Sands Casino. The son of a bitch takes up like 63 square blocks. I'm outside the doors to the left. Hey, fuckhead. Which way is left? I guess it depends on whether I'm facing north or south, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm outside the bar somewhere. Like, this is not my night. I finally find Matt out on the smoking veranda holding a column up.
Make sure it doesn't collapse.
Yes, it wasn't a shining moment, I'll be honest.
So all the way back to the hotel, I've got to hear him bitching. Dude, I can't believe they got me this fucked up. Well, we get back to the hotel, and I'm like, well, hey, man, listen, we started getting the sound bites together earlier. Let's go ahead and finish this. So we get back to the hotel, and that's when I got that one from him. I have no idea why that happened to be his favorite, but I love this sound bite.
It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again. As in the laughing, if you hear the thud, that's Dennis falling off the bed because he was laughing so fucking hard.
Nice.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It was a great night. Now, let's see if we can actually stay on one set of tracks here. Black Eyed Kid. Have any of you ever actually seen a Black Eyed Kid?
No.
No.
I never want to.
Yeah,
second.
After reading about him a couple times, been looking behind me, and it's kind of just creeped me out.
Well, to me, it's kind of like a creeper. You know, that little shadow thing that runs up the wall and across the ceiling. I'm not sure if I believe in it, but I damn sure don't want to meet it.
Exactly.
Right. I'll say I believe in it, just so I won't see it.
What do you think they actually are, though?
I think they're something like, almost like a cross between a demon and a vampire, but I'd go with demonic, I think.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I get the demonic part, but I don't think it's something else, like maybe banshee but I don't know if it's full demon.
So
but I do think it's like a cross with a vampire, maybe like a vampire, like a lost soul or something.
Now, see, the lost soul I can get behind.
Tiffany?
Yes.
No, what's your opinion?
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, just from some of the articles that I've read on it, I agree that it's probably lost souls. But it's creepy.
But they're just kids. I mean, they have adult lost souls, too. They don't hear about black-eyed adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that you know of. No, that'll be the next thing knocking at the window. Black-eyed kids. Black-eyed people.
Black-eyed grandpas?
No,
BEGs. BEAs.
PEJ. Black-eyed babies. Black-eyed toddlers.
Black-eyed
babies. I guess
I don't know. I'd probably
grandpa,
be fall victim to one of those things. So the last thing I saw was Rhonda taking in a little black-eyed baby, and that's the last we saw of her.
It was like that baby in that that YouTube, that video's been going around, and that baby
oh, yeah.
in like New York, and
yeah, the devil baby or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the devils do, baby.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm wondering if we do have black-eyed grandpas, do they have to have, like, a little blue pill to keep them standing upright?
Oh, they'll be in there tomorrow.
A little black-eyed
Viagra. Refill themselves.
If you have any black-eyed grandpas coming to your work tomorrow, let me know. All right, Rhonda?
Well, they will. Come hell or high water, they're going to get up in there. They do. That
now.
Is the number one. These old people, I mean, they will bust down your door to make sure they get their refill, especially on a weekend. So Friday comes up and they can't get their little blue thing. Grandma's going to pay the price.
I can see it now. We're going to have, now let's see, will it be Tiffany? I'm not real sure at this point who's probably going to have the worst nightmares over this show.
It could be me. I'll be up on that. Now I got a bunch of black-eyed kids dancing in my head to that song.
All right, Tiff, I'm coming to pick you up, and we're going out. We'll have to go look for these little black-eyed kids. Listen to Black Eyed Peas. Let's
look like the calling card.
It's going to work like in Hocus Pocus when Sarah sings her song to get all the kids. We'll play Black Eyed Peas and all the black eyed kids will come.
And they'll
I like the
Pied
Piper.
The thriller dance.
All right. Can, as far as the black eyed kids thing goes, can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Sure.
What I think the legend spans from is kids who are just above and beyond, like, just assholes, for lack of a better term.
Kind of like Children of the Corn.
Kind of, yeah. And it's the adults that are involved with these children, and it comes from probably turn of the century, I would say,
mm-hmm.
that they saw the soul of Satan in them. So they were black-eyed kids, like their eyes were blacked out. They have no soul. They have no compassion for anything else.
Well, a lot of those
exactly.
Saw...
It almost sounds like when now I'm going to go on my Michael Myers, but it's like when Dr. Loomis was explaining Michael Myers as a little boy, like in the original, and he was saying he had, like,
oh,
the
yeah.
blackest eyes. He had the devil's eyes because, like, Michael, he was, like a lost soul. Like, he was gone.
Yeah, we're talking fake to fake, though. Not, like, I'm talking about fake to reality.
Hey, that could be reality.
Hey, you don't know, though. They may have been a little bit of ground and historical research to generate some of
mm-hmm.
The Freddy Krueger, the Michael. You know, there may have been some research done on them.
Oh, come on.
To
Dennis,
create
you know
that
Paul.
Character. Yes. I'm aware of him. I'll
but
visit
no,
him later.
It's one of those things of black-eyed kids. I think it has developed as a urban legend. And
mm-hmm.
It is a not a physical phenomenon, but a mental phenomenon that people generate.
That's what I think it is as well. It's more of they just it's a mental thing. But
we could be absolutely wrong.
well, true.
Well,
and
when
so
one comes and knocks on your window tonight, let me know.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
I'll interview him and find out.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me get my recorder for this.
See, Ryan, I shouldn't have called Sunshine Girl. I should have called the people that were in the fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I did try and get Sunshine Girl, the one who did the documentary, quote unquote, of Black Eyed Kids.
Yeah, shit, that would have been cool to get her, because she would have given us, you know, it would be a unique perspective. But I like this roundtable discussion we're having as well. I think this is good.
Ryan, you haven't given your perspective of the Black Eyed Kids, or what do you think is the possibility of it?
Well, I was thinking demonic, but I mean, more I think about it, I guess Lost Souls would make sense, but, you know, would they come back as kids even though they might be adults and just show up as children, or what? I mean, or is it just lost souls of children coming back? Because they all seem to want to call their mom or use their phone when most of the stories. I've read of people, you know, they want to use your phone, they want to come into your house. So, and that's, I don't know, there's I was trying to figure out why they need to use their house, why they think their mom's looking for them, you know?
Well,
because they're not really with their mom, they're not kids.
It could be an excuse.
True.
But all right. I will go on record in saying that I'm going to debunk the fuck out of this right now, because there is no kid on the planet, well, not on the planet, but in the United States that is a teenager that does not have a cell phone.
Exactly.
So if you see some weird-ass fucker show up at your door that has no eyes and say, can I use your phone? Slam the door in his fucking face and say, you know what, you have a cell phone. Use that to call your parents.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I mean, if I see a 6-year-old at my door at 2 o'clock in the morning, I mean, shit, they'll even 6-year-olds have cell phones nowadays.
Yeah.
I'd be wondering
what the hell a 6-year-old is doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't be opening the door, I'd be calling the police.
See, we were on the way back from graffiti. And it wasn't the last time that I was out of it, but another time, and like, that was a crazy night.
It's not starting good.
No, but like, I was coming home, and like, I was out in the middle of no fucking where, and, you know, Tiffany knows where, she's like, are we ever going to get the fuck to your house? But like, there's this long stretch of road. And I always think about, what if this little kid comes out of the woods, would I stop? And I'm like, I don't know if I would stop, but I like my kids, so I probably would stop, and then I'd get killed. But, I don't know, that's just my random little thing. When you're talking about kids coming out in the middle of the night, I was like, why the fuck would I think about a kid coming out of the woods at 2 in the morning? So, if I ever see a fucking kid coming out of the woods,
Breastfight.
That's enough.
You're gonna give her nightmares.
I'm like, I'm sitting here now, middle of the bed. I'm like scooted in the fucking middle of the bed so nothing can grab me from underneath.
I can just see you now, Robin. All
right. So we pretty much deduced that black-eyed kids are bullshit.
I'm pretty certain they're just urban legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to.
I've been with urban legend, but
urban legend.
I don't want them to prove it to me. So.
Yeah. Urban legend with an open mind, so I guess.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't need a fucking door knocking.
You don't believe in us. We're here.
What?
Gee, way to sit on the fence. I hope you don't get splinters on your ass from sitting on the fence.
I might.
But I'll come help you duck in tonight. And I'll make sure the doors are locked.
Oh, dude, you should so appall call her in the middle of the night.
Fuck,
oh my God,
that.
Dude, no, I'm giving her a heart attack.
That.
I'll give you an idea of what he's talking about. Do you know who Paul is?
If it's somebody that y'all took a picture with that looks like Freddy Krueger, then I'm fucking done on that one. Because I've got that fucking song playing in my mind now. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Paul is fucking awesome. And to hear him do it, oh, my God, man. I'll give you a quick snippet.
Getting nightmares? Then you're not listening. To-
I just put my fucking seat on the floor, too.
Getting nightmares? Then you're not listening to Full Spectrum Radio.
Oh, shit.
And make sure you tune in on Monday nights to get your faps in.
Yeah.
We'll tuck you in. We'll make sure the blankets are tight.
Kissy, what the hell?
Welcome to the freaking awesome paranormal show.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Dude,
Freddie definitely does pretty good.
We have to ask Paul if we can have one done for them, too.
That'd be awesome. I've actually got something. I don't know what the hell it is. It's in my message box. I completely forgot it. But he hit me the other week while we were on air, and I started to play it, and I'm like, oh, shit. And everybody's going, what the hell was that? I don't know. The fucking sound I haven't previewed yet.
Well, you see, I'm doing the best I can. Maybe if I take out Gotham City,
hey.
I can move up.
Wait.
Get a little global champion. You heard
that, bro? Right.
Hey. Dennis, there's like 5 minutes.
Two of them from him.
Dennis, there's like 5 minutes left of the show.
Okay, go ahead. I'll mute myself. I want to hear my other one.
Ryan, there's 5 minutes left of the show.
Well, we got 5 minutes left. Does anybody have anything they want to plug? Any events coming up that they want to talk about?
Nope. What do we have coming up, Jeff? I know we have a part. No, that's something else. We have two events coming up, but one's not until October, and it's Halloween at Hanover Tavern.
Well, we have one in June at Hanover Tavern.
In June?
Is it June or July?
It's June.
Because we have two.
Yeah, we have two events at Hanover, and we got St. Albans coming up, but that's kind of like a fun trip.
And we're in talks of another one.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Henricus again. Oh, what is it?
Is it March 22nd?
Yeah, yeah, and that's the anniversary of when the Indians went on a
massacre
and killed a bunch of.
Are you serious?
That was a good investigation.
Well,
oh, yeah.
We're kind of planning it together now. And then we've got another really cool investigation that was thrown at us the other day. So that one's kind of in the planning stages now. And Dennis, we'll be getting on you with that in a little bit. And pulling
by
you
all
into
means,
that one.
Anything I can throw in to help, just give me a buzz and let me know, darling.
I'm
there
will.
To back you all up.
Because this is going to be a really, really, it's going to be an awesome case.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm excited for that one.
Howie said he'd get with me sometime this week. He had something he wanted to talk to me about, so I'll assume this is probably or possibly it.
I don't know. I don't know if Howie knows about this one. Because I have a lady in the Churchill area, and she messaged me the other day and wanted to know if I'd be interested, if we would be interested, Transcend would be interested in taking on this case. Not really a case. I mean, it's just kind of look-see if there's anything there, which,
Can I interrupt for
sure.
A second? That can
sure.
We talk about later? Ryan,
Yeah. You
want to close
yes.
out the show?
Well, I just want to thank everyone for calling in to Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. We've had a good discussion here. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Tiffany and Matt. And thank you to my new co-host, Rhonda, for calling in. And Amber, thanks for calling in for a few seconds. And thanks to my sister for calling in, too. And anything else? Anybody else have anything else to say?
No, just don't have that man call me.
Dennis?
Make sure to catch Matt and myself on Wednesday nights, also here on the URN Radio Network for Full Spectrum Radio. This week we have the Debunker Boys, and we're going to see what we can come up with on them. So thanks for joining the URN Radio Network, and yeah. Make sure that when the black-eyed kids come to your door, don't open. They're not selling popcorn.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
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 Well, don't get upset. We still do.
I think the black guy.